This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back to the second hour of Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, live at the Beacon Building. We'd also love for you to like us on our Facebook page, Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And you can also go to our brand new website, foodforthoughtnh.com. And Mike's going to give another rundown of some sponsors.
Thank you to Express Jewelry Center on South Main in Concord for being with us all this time. And Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill on 2nd Street in Manchester. Authentic Mexican at incredible prices. Those are a couple of our sponsors. Please let them know that you heard it with Food for Thought. Carol Lawrence and Mike Morin co-hosting.
There you go. And today, it is Tuesday, but we are going to hear from our friend down in Delaware because just to remind people that tomorrow we will not have a show because of the Red Sox and the Twins. There's a 12:25 pregame.
Pregame.
Mm-hmm.
Be silly for us to come on for 10 minutes.
Right. So
we could, but
we could.
It'd be more important to be out in the sun, wouldn't it?
I you know what?
Or making
I'm,
your
I'm going to be at the beach.
Yeah, of course.
That's
you are.
That's where I'm going. I told all of my staff, I'm like, I'm not coming in tomorrow. I have no show. I'm not coming in.
Weather's going to be good for that, too.
It's going to be beautiful.
Going to Hampton, Rye?
I'm
going
to go to Hampton.
Disclose that?
My friend June is coming, but she said to me, and it's funny because she said, she says, we can't go until after I work out. And I'm thinking, oh. Gosh, 10 o'clock. I mean, I like when I go, I like
you
to go
at 6,
early,
right?
You know, I mean, not 6, but by 8 for sure. So I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to meet her up there because I'm going to go up. I'll leave 7:30 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go do my walk up there instead of going to Doors Pond. I'll go do it up at the beach.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think that's
right?
A better workout because your feet sink into the sand and you actually exert more calories.
I probably won't do it in the sand.
Oh, you won't? You'll walk on the boardwalk?
I'll walk up on the boardwalk.
No,
I'll get there and I'll have my sneakers on and go on the boardwalk.
Well, you could probably double your efficiency by doing it in the sand barefoot.
That's okay. I'm going to pass.
Really? Carol Lawrence.
you know, like Rocco talking about not doing the elliptical?
Yes.
I just have that in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to be made to do it,
yeah.
I wouldn't enjoy it.
Like
wouldn't
the elliptical?
Enjoy it. Yeah, I can't. Yeah. I hate it. And, you know, I do try it from time to time
mm-hmm.
just to see if I'm going to change my mind. Because, you know, I watch these women
at least
on
you're
it.
Open to it. Yeah, they're going like, they're, you
like,
could be churning butter with the way they're.
It's ridiculous. I'm like, how do you do that? I die after 2 minutes. And, you know, I'm thinking that I'm getting
mm-hmm.
better,
yeah.
you know, healthier, and I still can't do it. I really, literally can't. And I hate it. I just hate it. And,
I'll
like,
bet,
walking in the sand, no.
I bet Donna in Delaware is a... likes to work out with an elliptical.
You think?
I don't know. She looks like she's in pretty good shape.
She is in good shape.
Is she on the phone right now?
She is on the
yes,
phone.
Yes, I am.
We were talking about you.
You will love the elliptical. What you need is to put on some headphones. If I showed you how I worked out on elliptical, you would put me on YouTube. I have people videotaping me in the gym. Seriously. They literally videotape me because I dance on elliptical.
Oh, my, you know what?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to have Teddy videotape me one day, and you're going, I actually have people videotape me. I had to stop them because, you know, they think I'm a movie star, but I had to tell them, you know, I'm doing this for me. It's all about me.
Look at it. It's Beyonce. It's Beyonce on the elliptical.
It is, you know, with a twist, though. You know.
I can just imagine, Donna.
Well,
I really can.
That's could be a Beyonce's Queen B. How is Queen D doing today?
That's right. Queen D is she is in good spirits today.
How
is everyone in New Hampshire?
Oh, we're loving it. Nice and hot. Carol's going to the beach tomorrow.
I heard. She could do the sand. She could run in the sand now. I
no.
see well, her. She's looking pretty good.
Yeah, she's doing
looking
great.
Like a fine mama.
Thank you.
You really are.
That. I feel
very,
really
very
good.
Proud of you.
Thank you. I have this really slim black dress on today, too.
And,
yeah.
Ain't nothing to do but to do it. And I always say, treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. So
that's
go ahead
right.
and run in the sand. Put your Beyonce on. Just do it.
We'll see. I'll report back on Thursday.
Yeah. I'm going to send you the video of me working out on elliptical, and people actually videotape me because I'm dancing and singing the whole time. For a whole hour.
Dancing and singing?
You go on it for an hour?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Really?
More than that, sometimes it's 90 minutes.
But how can you dance when your feet are kind of locked in on those platforms?
It's not locked in.
Yeah, they're
moving.
Not locked in.
Not locked in, but I mean,
way.
You don't have much choice as to where to put them.
No, you're fine on it. you cannot be afraid of it. Don't be scared.
Are you getting your strength training in too, Donna?
Yes, I do.
Right.
I actually do weight training after I do my hour of the elliptical.
Okay. All right.
I do an hour of that, and, you know, my husband is, when I'm trying to work on my arms and my legs, he's my specialty man, you know. He gets everything right and tight. Yes, he does.
I bet. All right. So what do you have in store for us today?
Well, what I have in store, since it's Tuesday, I was thinking about food is comfort. When you have food, it should comfort your mind, your body, and your spirit. Remember that there is energy in your food, and I believe that that energy also goes to your spirit. So I started a habit not to eat from people who serve my food with attitude. No negative Nancy's, no angry Adams. Well, bring me a plate of water, bring me some water, let alone a plate full of I wish you harm, or I hate this job, but it pays the bills. So here it goes. Where you eat matters just as much as what you eat. No more, y'all. You hear me? Donna's giving it up. No more wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. It's over. When it comes down to my dining experiences, I need to feel the love and the passion in every bite of food that I eat. Fine dining is my quest, ma'am. That is not price I'm talking about. It means being happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise. When it comes down to my dining choices. Now that summer is peaking, I want to take in every beautiful ray of sunshine, warmth, and joy that it has to offer me. Whatever twist and turns that is fortunate to pass my tongue or has the pleasure of hitting my belly, it is my choice, and it's your choice too. Now, I remember Ted taking me to the New Jersey State Fair, which was in the Garden State Racetrack. They don't have the Garden State Racetrack anymore. They paved Paradise and put up a parking lot. It is now a Walmart, and I think it has a, Lowe's or Home Depot there. So they paved Paradise and put up a parking lot. Now, in the summer of 1992, I had the experience of eating a sausage sandwich from one of the vendors, which happened to be Jamaican. Now, it looked and tasted like sauerkraut that was on this sausage, and I fell in love with it. And I've been trying to recreate this sauerkraut for years. Well, this weekend, God answered my prayer. But it's never as good as the first time. So the recipe of the week is called It's Not As Good As The First Time, Jamaican Cabbage, Donna style. King! You will need one package of pre-mixed coleslaw that's already in the bag. It doesn't have the dressing on it, but it just has the cabbage and the carrots in it. And it's already grated, so that made it perfect because it's chopped up in great-sized pieces. So you're going to take a package of that, and also you're going to need a quarter cup of apple cider vinegar. You're going to need a quarter cup of sugar. I used palm sugar, coconut sugar. Also, you'll need a quarter cup of olive oil, one jalapeno pepper, chopped. You'll need a half a cup of apple juice and one teaspoon of onion powder, a half a teaspoon of salt, a half a teaspoon of fennel seeds, one tablespoon of turmeric, and one tablespoon of Jamaican curry powder. If you're spicy and hot like I am, you can go ahead and use two. But a word of caution, Jamaican curry powder is pretty hot. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to wash that cabbage down. I know it says pre-wash, but I always wash it anyway. Let it drain in a colander, and after that, you're going to place that cabbage in a frying pan with your oil, your seasonings, your apple juice, your sugar, your peppers, and all the spices, and you're going to let that cook for 10 to 15 minutes until that cabbage is tender. Now, you're going to taste that cabbage to see if you need a little more sugar or a little more salt. I like mine sweet, just like I am. Now, I knew a lady named Edna May. She put sugar on everything. I bet you she put sugar on her mashed potatoes. But she's gone now. She died of diabetes. So you got to watch that sugar. But she could cook her tail off, but she puts sugar in everything. When I say everything, I mean everything. Anyway, once that cabbage is done, your Jamaican cabbage is done, you can go ahead and serve it on your ballpark Frank or your Hebrew National. I served mine on a big beef kabasi, hot off the grill, smiling all the way. It wasn't as good as the first time, but it was pretty darn close.
Now, okay, so this was almost 25 years ago that you can actually compare the two. Maybe yours was actually better.
I think it was because it wasn't 95 degrees out there and it wasn't no man sweating over my hot dog. And I was able to really enjoy it. And you know, you out there at the state fair because you out there in the dust and the dirt with the pigs and you out there at the farm animals. So I think mine might have been a little, it was in a more sterile environment. So I think it was probably as
Yeah, but just as sterility is highly overrated when it comes to fair food. You just don't, like you said, you got some 300-pound slob sweating over it, and that actually adds some flavor to it.
Wait, I don't want his kind of flavor. You hear me? I got sweating over my sausage. But it was. I remembered it, and I was like, I've always been trying to recreate it. And I would take, like, sauerkraut out the package and try to doctor it up. But it never tasted good. So I was like, I'm going to see. I had this coleslaw because I had fried fish on Friday. Me and Teddy had fried fish and coleslaw. So I had enough cabbage left over. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this a shot. And I did. And it came out ba-ba-banging.
That's cool. Hey, does Delaware have a good state fair?
Yes. We have the state fair, and it's in July. And I love going because me and Teddy always go through the RVs and we pick out the one we're going to drive across country in because I want to see Montana. Yes. A little
nice.
Country girl like me wants to see Montana. Yes, I do want to see
Montana. Big sky country. That's where Ted Turner owns half the state.
Does he really?
Yeah. And Tom Brokaw's got a big ranch out there.
Oh, well, then we gotta take our Jamaica curry powder out there and get us a grill so that we can have it crack-a-lacking out there in Montana.
Wouldn't it just be easier to jump on a plane and fly into Helena and be done with it?
No. I want to go on car. Me and Tony always get in it, and you know how you always pretend? Like, remember when you say, that's my car, that's my car, that's my car? That's how we do when we go in those RVs. I'd be like, this is mine. This is my RV right here. You can't have this one, Teddy. This is mine. Yeah.
All righty then.
I don't know, Donna. You are just, you are a hoot. You are.
I am.
Really? We love you.
I love you guys. I really enjoy just sharing my life experiences and sharing what I have for you guys. And it's just always been it's been a fun ride of just sharing. I always have to measure now. You guys have me measuring, so that's a good thing. You know, normally I'm just dumping things in and be like, okay, taste, it's all right. But now I have to measure so that I can be accurate. So I thank y'all for my measuring skills now.
There you go.
Yes.
And then you need to send me that recipe again so we can put it on Food for Thought NH.
Oh, and guess who came this weekend?
Who?
Miss Beasley came.
Oh, the doll, right?
Yes, she came.
She did?
Yes, she did. She's sitting in my front room. I got to pull her for it. She got the string. Hold on. I'm going to pull her. You can hear her.
Oh, we're going to hear Miss Beasley talk back from a family affair.
So, Mrs. Beasley can hear you. Get it. Long ago, I was a little girl just like you.
Oh, my gosh.
What would you wish for? Gracious me, you're getting to be such a big girl.
All righty.
Like to play jump rope, don't
Donna,
you?
We need to wrap this up.
If you were a little smaller, I could rock you to sleep.
Very nice.
Secret?
Donna.
Donna! Do you want to play?
Well, okay, we're going to let Donna just continue with Mrs. Beasley here. And we're going to talk with Donna next week. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break.
Yeah, we did. We were just going away because we have to take a break. But thank you for taking us out with Mrs. Beasley.
Okay, remember, life is for living, food is for giving. And Donna's out here trying to be healthy, happy, wealthy, and wise. Ken, see y'all.
Bye.
Bye, Donna. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. Gorgeous Tuesday. And I guess it's pretty warm out there, but, you know, I don't think there should be any complaining.
Better not be.
Right? You know, people do that. You know, it's like, oh, man. But
yeah, anyway. We're all looking forward to the first snowfall to go skiing now, right?
I know.
And not Jen, though.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Mike, give a rundown of some sponsors before
yes.
we get Jen on.
Let's thank Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. They didn't get to be with us yesterday because Rocco got the day off, as we all did. He and his crew are in Bedford and Londonderry, and Integrity will be opening in North Conway later in the year. So this will be the third location. Clearly, a successful way to approach healthy living.
And then Integrity, the difference also with the North Conway one mm-hmm. is it's going to be for men
as well.
And women. So okay. that's a change for him.
And we also should mention Red Arrow Diners of Manchester, Milford, and now open with the drive-thru in Londonderry, redarrowdiner.com. And, of course, your owner, co-host, Carol Lawrence.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Sure.
All right. Well, you know what? Let me just do this rundown. We'll get rid of some housekeeping here. The Red Arrow Diner Londonderry location is having our grand opening this Thursday and Friday. And if you want to win some really cool prizes, get over to the diner. And it's a free raffle ticket. You fill it out, put it in the box. We have Coke donated a bunch of stuff. Like one's like a little like riding scooter thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Will it hold 160-pound man?
I'm not sure. I don't know. But all kinds of prizes. And one of the grand prize prizes also is free breakfast for two for a year.
Ooh,
yeah,
at the diner. Yum.
I want that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So get on over there and actually. It is confirmed that Thursday at 4:30, the governor will be making a walkthrough. She's
nice.
Going to be attending our grand opening, and she'll be walking through the diner. So
nice.
We're going to have a plate of Dinah Fingers for her.
Oh, perfect.
See
oh,
if
nice.
We can snap a picture of her eating Dinah Fingers.
If I won that every week for a year, I would just get a big mug of bacon every time I go in there, which is one of your specialties.
It's really good bacon, too.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so without any further ado, let's welcome on Jen Graham. She is the marketing director of the Palace Theater. So welcome on to Food for Thought.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
Still celebrating your centennial year with some really good news about Les Mis. I understand that the run of that great classic did really well.
Oh, it did. It just blew it out of the water. That show was amazing. Amazing. The whole season has been really amazing. Yeah, it's been really fun.
Well, in the years, and even before you got there, you know, I've watched the level of performances and shows that you're able to get. And then the in-house produced stuff by Carl Rajat, your artistic director, continues to ramp up. So there's no surprise that it's doing as well as it is.
Yeah, we have such a talented staff. Carl Rajat is amazing, like at what he does. I'm very talented. And our PYT program, same thing with Nate Sawyer. The shows are Broadway in New Hampshire. Absolutely. And for not the price, it's, you know, you come in, you can enjoy with your family, and it's a nice night out for
yeah,
sure.
People may not realize that you do bring in equity performers from New York, people that have just stepped off a play on Broadway and they're coming up to New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. And they've turned down other projects so they could come to the Palace. So and that says a lot, you
yeah,
know, what
does.
The Palace does for the community and what it does for the theater in general.
Well, who will we see in terms of the people? We're talking about the all new Piano Men, which opens June 5th at the Palace Theater for a couple week run. Are all the performers local? Some of them. How is the blend going with the different men that will be playing the piano?
Yeah, this is a different blend. This is a smaller cast this run, but there are musicians throughout the country and there's dancers throughout the country. So this is that people are flying in for this to perform it. And this is the third time we'll be having the Piano Man. And it's a classic because people will get up and dance in the aisles and listen
fun.
To their favorites. It's a good time out with you can't go wrong with Elton John. And, you know, tributes, obviously, to Billy Joel.
Is that the real Elton John?
I know, right? How amazing would that be?
Well, you know, I know when I looked up Palace Theater, palacetheater.org, by the way, you can look up their website.
T-H-E-A-T-R-E. Just so you know.
Thank you.
Otherwise, you're going to get the one in Cleveland.
Yes. Thank you for the clarification with the RE at the end.
Yes.
With theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I never kind of realized
theater.
That.
It's
I know theater.
That's right.
That's my one acting moment.
Yes.
Keep that.
Not
save
bad.
That.
Not bad.
Take a bow.
No, but I did. I saw Elton John pop up, and I'm like, Elton John? You know,
yeah, the tributes, I know. And Billy Joel, you know.
The whole night is going to be Freddie Mercury.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. Yeah. Isn't she lovely?
Yeah.
I love that song. Isn't she lovely?
But they play all the classics, and I'm not. Are they ever? Because I haven't seen the previous two. Mm-hmm. Are they ever all four on stage at once, or do they do their individuals and then they have some kind of a big mass jam at the end of the show? How does
yeah,
that work?
They do their individuals, okay. And it's going to be a little bit different this year. And I haven't seen the run through as yet because Carl is the creation of it. So you never know what fun surprises you're going to see on stage. The dancers are absolutely amazing. Like you have to be completely in shape and dance and do it at the same time, like nonstop. Yikes. God bless them.
Yeah, because they're doing the whole show, both.
Yeah.
Both halves, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They're doing the whole show. They're dancing. They're singing. You will get up in the aisles and be dancing and clapping your hands and wanting more for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
That sounds like so much fun. Oh, I'm going to have to go to that.
Yeah. There's 12 shows. It runs through, starts on June 5th. So it's right on the corner and it goes through June 20th. You know, there's a lot to pick from. Like you said, go on to Palace Theater with the RE.org, and you can check out the times and call the box office and get your
tickets,
seats.
Too, right? Online?
Oh, yeah.
And
you can
so
buy
much
tickets
easier
online.
Than it used to be a couple of years ago. You had to jump through hoops, but I know that you've got that all resolved with a new and better functioning portal going on there.
Oh, we do. Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to walk into the box office, hours are usually 9 to 7. So we're open, pretty much every time there's a show and during the week. And then certainly online. And you could pick your seats so you can see right online where you're going to go. So you can be right up front and see them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With how many shows did you say? A dozen shows?
Yeah,
10 shows?
Yeah, there's a dozen.
So you should be able to, if you act today, get a really good seat. I mean, you know what? There are no bad seats.
There really isn't
at
the Palace.
Now, I like sitting downstairs if I can at the lower level when possible. That's my favorite place. But I know people like the higher view, too. So, the balcony certainly gets its share of fans, too.
Yeah, they absolutely do. We have about 499, I know the numbers, right, on the floor. And then up in the balcony is the rest. And we hold about 886 people. So it's a nice, intimate venue. And there is no bad seat in the house. And we are talking about doing the seats over in the balcony this summer.
Yeah, you did the lower portion a couple years ago, and that was quite a production.
Yes, that's what I heard. I wasn't there, but I saw pictures. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was worth it. The seats are really comfortable.
Yeah, they really are. A little more comfortable than, say, Fenway Park.
Yes, I'd say a lot more. They have cushions. You can, absolutely.
And, of course, the air conditioning is unlike 100 years ago when they had a couple huge blocks of ice and fans that blew it through the vents to circulate it through the building.
It was
the Palace's version 100 years ago of air conditioning.
Yes, and they were the first ones to do that.
Well, I was there. Believe. That's why I remember.
Yeah. So. Can you imagine being the one having to bring the blocks of ice in?
No.
Well, I mean, that's how people refrigerated stuff back at that time.
Yeah, that's true.
They had an ice box. That's where they got the name, and they put it in there, and I don't know how long it lasted, but...
Yeah, thank God we don't have that now.
Oh, too much work.
No, way too much.
Are there any...
sounds like a workout.
The book that Richard Hatton did in conjunction, are there still copies of that left,
there
that
are
people
still
can still
copies.
Get?
Absolutely.
Because I know there
was
a limited number printed.
There were. Right. There are only a few. There are a few left. They're $29.50, and you can go right to the box office and purchase them. They have them right there at the box office. And we have our Spring Spectacular coming up, which is on June 10th. And that's, to benefit, of course, the Palace, and we'll be selling the books there as well as note cards and centennial posters.
Now, is that going to be held in theater or at the Manchester Country Club?
Yeah, the Manchester Country Club. Yeah, and that's a fundraiser, of course, all back to the Palace. And you could purchase those items anytime going to the box office as well. They're not online available, but they are just by going in.
I don't know if you were still, if you had the job yet, but for a number of years, I actually played Mother Ginger during a couple of the... for several years during the Nutcracker, and I was out of town last year, so if I'm in town again this year, I will put on the hoop skirt and
nice.
My goodness.
Oh, this picture.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yes, you're on my hit list for this year because I line that up.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, because it used to be Trish from Southern New Hampshire Dance.
Yeah, we took that over to help her out.
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay. Oh, well, there you go. I guess I just committed
myself. So I'm already going to sign you up.
Yeah.
You get first pick.
Oh, it is so much fun. I don't know if you ever saw the Nutcracker, but there is a part in the show where that's intended to be played by a man as a cross-bender, gender, whatever. But it's a really charming minute and a half of theater that it always has, generally has a man play the part, and it's it is so much fun.
And people volunteer and jump up for this. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So now, Mike, you got the first pick of the first show. I'll send you the schedule this afternoon.
Oh,
thank you.
Wow.
Oh,
not wasting any time.
There you go. Make sure you let me know which show that was.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. You know, my niece Amelia was the lead in Nutcracker.
How amazing.
She
Clara?
Clara?
Yeah, she's a ballerina. She's a
Amazing. She's really good.
Yeah, she's very good.
Well, before we wrap up, we should probably get the information once again on the all-new Piano Men, which opens on June 5th, which is a week from Friday. So, Jen, give us the who, what, where on that.
Absolutely. Yep, like you said, June 5th, there's 12 shows, and it runs through June 20th. And we'll have everything, the tributes from Elton John and Stevie Wonder and Billy Joel and Freddie Mercury and more. There's more surprises from Carl. It's the all-new one. You can order your tickets online. It's palacetheater.org, and it's with the RE at the end. Or you can go into the box office, or it's at 80 Hanover Street in Manchester. And you could also go online, you know, like we said, and or call. I always forget about the call now.
668-5588.
No one probably does that so much.
I know,
anymore.
Very rare, but 668-5588 and give a call, and I hope to see you there.
And don't forget to buy your sippy cup at the bar so that you can bring your beverage into the theater.
Yeah, what a bonus that is.
Yeah, I got like a stack of them at home. I keep buying them even though I got a bunch of them.
Yeah, and you can bring them back and get them, you know, buy a drink, get it filled up.
If we go with other couples, we give them the glasses so they can also buy their beverages and take them into the theater.
What nice friends you are.
Oh, I know. You ought to hang out with me.
Aww, listen to you
love
too.
Fest. No.
I put the hoop skirt on, and I got women eating out of my hand.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to see that.
It's going to be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. You are listening to Food for Thought, and when we come back, we will be in studio with Julie Barron, President and CEO of Make-A-Wish New Hampshire, and I think she had Nikki with her.
I believe you are correct, ma'am.
So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Food for Thought. It's 1:41. Kara Lawrence and me, Mike Morin. The show is brought to you by Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company. In fact, people love it so much they come hours before they have to go on the air just so they can enjoy the Green Room because it's so beautiful. Also, New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com. So we are well taken care of as our guests when they come to see us as well. And speaking of guests, we have some.
We do. They just appeared.
Just like that.
Hello, everyone.
You know, it must be kind of cool because you're right up at the office and you just pop right down.
I know. We just kind of bolt right down
the stairs.
How was
the traffic? Can you give us a traffic report on the stairs?
Oh, yes. The traffic report. One other person. So it was light traffic.
Oh, good.
But there was a little bit of navigation.
Oh.
Amazingly convenient.
Did you happen to peek outside? They're saying it's really hot out there.
I actually just took some things to the mail. It is very hot outside.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
No whining.
It feels sticky. No, I love it.
No whining.
It's amazing.
We're excited.
Not snowing.
Fabulous.
So these voices that you are hearing, you probably recognize one of them at least because she's here most every week and we love to have her, is Julie Barron, President and CEO of Make-A-Wish New Hampshire. You can also check them out on the web at nh.wish.org. And you brought Miss Nikki with you today.
Yes, Nikki is one of our team members. And so I wanted to bring her down today so that we could brag about her a little bit.
I did hear about a little
Oh, so
something.
You're the Miss New Hampshire.
Nope, not Miss New Hampshire.
We've got it all going on. Every staff person's got different awards, different things going on.
I did see Holly, too, speaking of Miss New Hampshire. I saw her at her parade event.
Yesterday?
Yesterday, yes. Yeah. Well, my son is dating the Miss Teen.
Ooh.
Very exciting.
This just in.
Newsflash.
Newsflash. Yeah, he started telling me, so I guess I can say something. Why not? They went to Boston together last week on Saturday. Actually, on Saturday they did, and he was sending me pictures of the two of them, and I'm like, whoa. And then he was at the parade yesterday, and I saw Holly in some of those pictures at the parade. So
yeah, she visited two schools this morning.
Nice.
Which was awesome to talk about Make-A-Wish. So
yeah cool. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's great. So what is happening with Miss Nikki?
So I know. Well, Volunteer New Hampshire every year selects someone and gives out an award for the Volunteer Manager of the Year to a person who is in the role of, you know, helping out, care and feeding of volunteers across the state. So Nikki won that honor this year. We had a fabulous little luncheon.
And nice.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. That's a big deal.
Now, yeah. How did she get nominated? Did you nominate her?
I did nominate her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to speak up on behalf of your own, right?
That's right. Yeah.
It was a complete surprise.
It was?
Absolutely. I didn't even know I was nominated, so I was in shock.
So you went and you didn't know?
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
They even had her parents there so that they could
no.
see it.
Oh.
And Nikki.
And you didn't know your parents were going to be there?
No idea. Mm-mm.
It was, oh my gosh, it was so much fun because Nikki, who, you know, can light up a room with conversation, was totally speechless. And that's just never happened before. I haven't had that much fun in a long time. She's just standing there kind of, the governor's trying to hand her this award, and she's just kind of got this blank look on her face like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
So where was this and when did it happen? And give us a little more.
So it was at the annual governor's conference, which was May 12th, I believe.
Was it in Concord?
Yes, it was at NHTI, where they hold their volunteer manager conference. And it was right during their luncheon. They always have an award to honor one person for the volunteer manager piece.
So it was right in front of all her peers across the state.
Now,
so
did you not notice your parents?
No, they were hiding. Oh. Julie and my parents were not in the same room.
Yes, we knew if she saw, she would know something's up. Because why would we be there? So we were hiding. So we're standing at the door and we're just kind of peeking around. And
so is this an event you normally go to?
I've been to it before. Yes, this was my second time going to it because there's a lot of training for volunteer managers there and you get to meet with your peers and talk about best practices and things that work well for you so that you're not recreating the wheel. Yeah.
And so what other organizations, I mean, is it a statewide gathering of other not-for-profit organizations?
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. So you're in some pretty good company.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very exciting.
Good
I did not know what to say do or how to act or anything.
And you didn't even know Julie was going to be there either. So Julie
no
and
idea.
Your parents, that is so cool.
So we were kind of hiding outside the door and it was kind of a little conspiracy because we were working with volunteer New Hampshire people. And, you know, I'm standing by the door and, you know, the governor kind of comes walking over and she's chatting with me a little bit and I'm trying to keep my head back because, you know, as she's walking in the door to make sure that Nikki doesn't see me. So, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had absolutely no idea. I was most definitely in shock and I had no idea. And then when the governor announced, and this is going to give it away, but it's someone from Make-A-Wish, and I'm looking at both the girls, Holly and Stephanie, sitting next to me. I'm like, which one of you did this? Did you guys know about this? And so then they recognized me for that. And I, as they're reading, I'm like, wow, those sounds like Julie's words. All of the things that they recognized me for. And then I was like, oh, wow, all right, go Make-A-Wish.
So,
evidently, my writing style is recognizable.
Apparently,
my voice.
Yeah. So, was there ever any doubt that maybe Nikki wouldn't have been there? I mean, supposing she'd have had an emergency that day, then what would you have said to make sure that she showed up?
I know. Well, we did have almost, you know, because she.
That did happen, actually. We had a Wish Granters training scheduled for that day that we all of a sudden had to reschedule, and I didn't understand why, but I kind of just went with it, and I had a dentist appointment that morning. And yeah, so I was actually late for the conference and everything, but it all makes sense now. But I was like, I wonder why, like now that I'm in my new role, I wonder why I'm going to this conference and I'll do whatever I have to.
It's like obstacles kept coming up and they just poof, they were just.
Well, I would like an update on the little boy that wants to go to space.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
We just stumbled on that last week.
Oh my gosh, I didn't.
The moon, right?
He wants to go to the moon. Yeah.
Oh, to the moon, right? Yes. Right.
I actually haven't talked to Denise about that because we have a meeting tomorrow. So stay tuned.
Okay.
I don't have any new details on that, but I had a really cool experience this weekend. So one of the Wish children that my husband and I have gotten really close to, we were her Wish granter, Stephanie. She came to visit us, and so Chip and I brought her and her family and everything. We kind of toured around and went to Fun Spot and did the go-karts.
That's
and
right, because you live up in the Lakes region.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and they live up in Meredith. So we had an amazing time with her. It was her birthday. And, you know, we kind of casually showed up, you know, at her favorite toy store and, you know, just happened to, you know, find something that she would really like. You know, we were just playing games with her all day and everything. But when we were at Fun Spot, this little boy kind of came up to us and looked at Stephanie with the bald head and said, do you have cancer? I have cancer too. And they made this cool little bond, and I ended up being able to talk to his mom. So she's going to give us a call and refer him in. And he's talking to me right there like, will you be my wish granter? And I want to go to Africa.
Oh, he speaks the language already. Huh?
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
so this,
yeah, I heard about this. Can I go to Africa? It's like, sure,
closer than the moon.
So I was like, yeah, it sounded pretty good after the moon. Was yeah. I don't know what we're going to do with that.
You know, there's got to be, thinking about the moon thing, which clearly is.
I've been thinking about it.
It's not doable. There's always the Space Center in Florida.
That's
there's got to be Space Camp, which
Canaveral,
is. Canaveral,
Space
Right.
Camp.
So I have a feeling that even though he would understand.
We will make it work.
We need to be on top of that. I know you can't give too many of your tips away, but to keep it a surprise. But what a great story, though, from Fun Spot. You know, children are just so in tune with each other. And clearly, you know, the headgear, if there is any, or the balding head gives it away. It's still that a child would go up and make that connection just always amazes me.
Yeah, I was so taken back by it.
Innocence.
And I don't, growing up, I don't remember the conversations like that happening.
Yeah, it's true.
It seems to be very different.
Yeah.
And then there were, we're walking around with Stephanie at Fun Spot and there are other kids, playing and different games and stuff. And twice, a little boy and another little girl later on in the day were gathering the tickets, that you get from Fun Spot. And they walked over and they handed them to Stephanie.
That was so sweet.
You know,
and
so
I bet they did it on their own. Instead of the parents saying, why don't you go give it to that little boy?
Absolutely.
So
kids are pretty amazing.
Prize at the end. And I just, I kind of wanted to share the story because it just seems, that they are so in tune, like you were saying. And that dynamic seems to be changing. And they, children who are going through a tough time, maybe hopefully have a little bit more support and they're not as isolated as maybe they had been in the past because people didn't quite understand what they were going through. So,
and this is why you love your job.
It is.
One of many. Right?
Absolutely. And I think we find that when we reach out to schools, when we're trying to do enhancements with wishes that are going on, I know we've reached out to schools in the past and said, do you have any interest in helping us in a send-off? And maybe we'll have the limo show up to the elementary school and kids on their own want to help out and make posters and cheer them as they go off on whatever their wish might be. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how the entire community wants to get involved, especially the kids. And the kids are doing all of this on their own and getting excited all by themselves.
So you said Holly was out speaking to two schools today.
Yep.
What's the message that she gives? Because clearly most of the kids are healthy and not in need of, your services. But is it a way to introduce, so that they understand perhaps children that have illnesses or disabilities that you service?
Absolutely. She shares what our mission is so that all the kids know life-threatening and everything. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the schools that she's speaking to actually have a wish child in them, which is sometimes how we get the contact in the first place. And she shares our mission, but more importantly, shares how they can help. And shares the importance of whether it be volunteering or whether it be fundraising through the Kids for Wish Kids program. And kids on their own come up to her after she's been telling me, like, oh, my friend Susie had a wish granted for you from you guys. And she's been very inspired going to all of these different schools across the state and talking with them.
Like she needed extra inspiration.
Exactly. She's pretty awesome to be. But
yeah, what are the age groups of typically that she would speak to at schools?
So today, I believe she was speaking to an elementary school and a high school, but she's elementary through college. So she's spoken to quite a few elementary schools this year. And I think she's had the most luck with high schools because she can kind of help build it into maybe a spirit week or whatever it might be for fundraising. But I think she's getting that message across to all levels. That, hey, there are kids out there that are just like you that are battling a life-threatening medical condition and help them come our way. We'd love to grant their wish. So all levels, definitely.
Now, wasn't she just crowned?
May
2nd.
Yes.
May 2nd. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good job. Oh, because you were the...
Well, no, I wasn't the MC, but I am involved. I do the Miss Rockingham County pageant every year, which is in July, and she was the winner last year, so I knew her from there, and then I kept running into her, and then she works here. It's like, I swear to God, Holly, I'm not stalking you.
So, you know, I guess this is the second time in history that, you know, a crowned Miss New Hampshire has a full-time job. So we're just kind of working around it all. We love it, you know.
Well, plus it's getting the Make-A-Wish, you know, word out as well, you know. Yeah.
And there aren't many places probably that it's such a good fit as yours is.
Right.
That, you know, if she has to be out on the road a lot and misses time in the office, you make it work.
Right. Absolutely.
Right. Exactly.
And with her platform being the importance of volunteering and giving your time, it goes hand in hand with what she's doing with the Kids for Wish Kids program and everything. So it, I feel like they're always side by side walking together so she can honestly share both missions and be Miss New Hampshire as a Make-A-Wish person. So it works out.
It would be good in our remaining moment or so to, again, there might be people that have heard this every week, but maybe they just found out they have a child with a life-threatening illness and suddenly you're on their target. So how do they get in touch?
Give us a call. I mean, that's just the easiest way to do it. It's 623-9474. They can call our offices. We can take the referral right over the phone and get the whole ball rolling.
Easy.
Right on cue, the goodbye music begins to play. As if we planned this, huh?
Yeah. Thank you both, Nikki and Julie. And congratulations again on your award.
That is absolutely wonderful. Yeah,
Good for you. Good for you. And I'm so happy that they surprised you like that. That's like, I wish I was there.
They're full of surprises lately.
Yeah.
The live wish at the breakfast a couple weeks ago.
That was pretty amazing.
That was
the bar pretty high, Julie.
Yeah. I know. That's what we're trying to figure out now. Well, maybe we'll have a moon send-off next
Oh, boy. We've got to keep in contact with
that. We have a problem.
Hale & Company up next. And we will not see anybody tomorrow. We'll see you on Thursday. So bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.